Making Small Talk with Jesus. Chapter 9, Jesse on Air.
Making small talk with Jesus. Help me lighten my load.
After Lexi left town, I started using my radio show as an SOS beacon to send come home messages to her across the airwaves. The station's AM signal was a powerful 50,000 watts and could be heard in several adjoining states. Listening to me on the radio was a habit of hers. I was praying she wouldn't break. As it was, I was breaking a few of the station's format rules, but I truly had faith that if she could hear my voice or any of her favorite songs, the ones we used to make love to, that just maybe the music could reach her heart. Listen to this sample of a typical opening of my show on the country bus, AM 800.
Music for the soul. The country bus with Jesse Mack Jr.
Welcome, neighbor. Come on and get on the country bus. It's me, your driver, Jesse Mack Jr., making the usual and unusual music stops along this lonesome highway tonight. We'll be picking up other outsiders for another evening of down-home outlaw music. Now, this ain't no traditional bus ride, because we don't hesitate to travel to other musical interests and sounds. We stop at the corners of Willie and Waylon, Merrill and Patsy, Billy and Bessie, and Dylan and Cash. Plus, we'll head cross town and pick up the king, the queen, the genius, and the boss. If you're stuck in a musical rut, this variety-packed luxury bus tour is a ride you need to take. So all aboard, who's coming? It's time to get on down the road, and we'll start tonight like every night with a song dedicated to my Lexi. Hey, Lexi, darling, listen to what Mr. Hank Williams is saying. Wherever you are, get on a bus and come on home. Here is Won't You Sometimes Think About Me.
Oh, our paths in life have parted.
Surprisingly, after I tailored the playlist with bittersweet blues, haunting country, and country rock love songs, plus poetry full of romantic verse, spiritual recitation, and listeners' request that let them tell their own tales of regret and reunited love on the air, the country bus rating skyrocketed. My show became a regional phenomenon. The station had to add a toll-free line so I could accommodate all the calls from New Mexico, Wyoming, Texas, Montana, even as far off as Colorado and Utah. And that ain't all. The truly amazing thing that happened was folks began calling in with Lexi sightings. Yes, sir. Listeners would call from all over saying they saw a blonde woman fitting her description in a black Firebird with Texas plates at a gas station in Cheyenne or at a roadside diner in Tulsa or at a rodeo in Albuquerque. A few folks claimed to have conversations with her. For example, listen to this air check of a request line call I played on the air. Hello, you're on the country bus. Who's this?
Christine. Christine Tucker. That's you, Jesse Mack Jr.
In your ear, dear. What can I play for you on this lonely night?
My God, Jesse, you ain't gonna believe this, but I swear on my children, it is true blue. I can't hardly believe it myself sometimes.
What is it, Christine, darling? What's the news?
Jesse, I ran into Lexi 2 days ago in Amarillo, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
My husband Virgil is a record collector, and on our way back home, we stopped at this old record shop on the side of the road, and the only other car in the lot was this beat-up black Firebird, and inside was a tall, blonde woman rummaging through the R&B music section.
Go on, Christine. Tell the story.
Well, I got close enough to hear her singing Ain't No Way, and she was putting aside albums by Aretha and Billie Holiday, and that was proof enough for me from listening to you talk about her musical taste, so I just blurted out the question.
Then what happened?
Well, Lexi smiled at me and said, you must listen to his radio show. And I said, every night. And then I asked her if it'd be all right if I repeated your nightly message to her. And she said, yes. So I told her that you close your show with the song, If You See Her, Say Hello by Bob Dylan. And there's a verse that says, if you get close to her, kiss her once for me. So I kissed her on both cheeks for you, Jesse. And I told Lexi she's still alive inside your heart. So get on a bus and come on home.
Christine, I don't know how to thank you. God bless you.
Oh, no need, darling. You just keep playing all that wonderful music. And one more thing. When we were leaving, I saw Lexi flipping through the Bob Dylan records.
If you're making love to her, kiss her for the kid who always has respected her for doing what she did. Oh, I know it had to be that way. It was written in the cards. Still a bitter taste still lingers on. It all came down so hard.
There's a flip side to this coin. My son JT, who has entered his teen years with pent-up anger for his runaway mom, is dismissive of my show and his mother. You've projected your twisted fantasies of her to your audience, he complains, completely romanticizing her image. You leave out the facts that she's crazy, a liar, and a whore.
Making Small Talk with Jesus, a country ballad, is produced by Quincy McCoy and Laura Privis. Editing and sound design by Robert Hollywood Rhodes for RJR Productions. Theme music by Beth Custer. This novella was written and read by the author, Quincy McCoy, with special guest reader, Chris Welch.